The 2016 race for state superintendent got a little more interesting last week when current Yorktown Superintendent Jennifer McCormick announced she will challenge incumbent Glenda Ritz. McCormick traveled the state to speak with constituents after the announcement, and State Impact Indiana's Claire McInerney caught up with her on the campaign trail to ask her about her run and vision for Indiana's education system.
So what prompted you to join this race and get into politics after such a long career in education?
There's been a lot of frustration, and I know sitting in the superintendent seat at the local level, many of us have felt that. But with the lack of leadership and a vision at the DOE, it has had a huge impact on many schools. And through that frustration, I've decided just to step up and try to do something about that.
So what do you mean by there's a lack of leadership at the DOE that affected you as a superintendent?
Yeah, I think when communication is either splintered or not there, and things appear to be very disorganized, it greatly impacts the local level on how we operate, how we carry through on mandates, or whether it's suggestions, how we communicate to our staff, how we communicate to our parents. It's a domino effect.
And it has been no secret that our current Superintendent Glenda Ritz and Governor Pence have publicly disagreed and not gotten along. Do you think running as a Republican would improve the relationship between the Department of Education and the governor's office?
Well, I think it's extremely important, once again, to put politics aside and put students before politics. I know that's difficult to do, but it takes very purposeful communication. It takes relationships that are at least professional. I think I would bring, that first step into, and not just with the governor, but it takes relationships with the legislators and professional organizations that are out there that communication is lacking in. It takes communications with a lot of local schools. I mean, everyone has to be involved in that team effort. But I think, it would be very important to rebuild those relationships. That's extremely important to what we're trying to accomplish.
So I kind of want to talk about some issues and your stance on those. Under the Every Student Succeed Act that the federal government just passed, states now have this opportunity to change how we use assessments. Our current legislature has talked about ditching ISTEP, maybe utilizing some of these things that are in ESSA. What's your stance on assessing students every year?
Currently, many of us are running an assessment system at the local level that is formative, that's ongoing. So we have an ongoing assessment of student performance. None of that formative assessment is aligned to the summative assessment. So many of us are running the assessment systems now that are very splintered. So cleaning that up would be a huge relief to not only teachers, but administrators and parents. It's very difficult to explain to a parent, here's, the beginning of the year, middle of the year, and the end of the year based on a formative assessment. But according to the summative assessment, it's way off. And that's very difficult to explain to a parent. So really, where is your child? How are they performing? Where are those gaps? That's a very complex system. It's going to take more than just the Department of Education in isolation to come up with a solution for that. But, that again is going to take a team effort, but it has to happen.
All right. And then another issue that's really important in Indiana, school choice. We've seen expansive charter laws passed and more money put into the voucher program in the state. Where do you stand on the issue of school choice here in the state?
For me, being in a public school, I've lived, the money issue is what I think a lot of people get, where it becomes an issue for public schools. But every time, I'm a firm believer of, if the environment in a particular school does not fit the child's needs, then there are other opportunities. And I would not, tell a parent any differently. I've had many sit in my office and we've talked through things, and I'm very blunt about if this isn't a good fit, you owe it to your child, you owe it to yourself to find a good fit.
Would you support or stand behind, for example, the governor putting more money into vouchers as the state has done the last few years?
Well, and I won't speak for the governor, so I don't know what his intentions are, but, that's a legislative decision.
That was Republican candidate for state superintendent Jennifer McCormick speaking with State Impact Indiana's Claire McInerney as she traveled between campaign events after announcing her candidacy last week.